Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio this morning, a whole bunch of scientific-looking people. Ashley Bulwark is here. She's the logistics coordinator for the Sitka Sound Science Center. Marnie Chapman is also here, a biology instructor at UAS, and three other individuals I'm going to introduce in just a moment. But Ashley, these are the Eco Explorers, right?
Correct, yes. This is a middle school program over at Blatchley that we started this year, in fact, in the last couple months here. It's a lunch program getting the kids outside to do some great activities.
And people who listen to Raven Radio might have heard our reporting on the STREAM team last year at Kikuchihin, and this is kind of that sort of a subset of that group is just moving on up into the school, into the junior high. Right. And Marnie, the idea is to continue this idea of sort of hands-on field science, the real deal, right?
It's the real deal, yeah. We want to get kids out there. That's one of our goals, is just to get kids outside. But, you know, it turns out that there's a lot of different opportunities for kids here in Sitka to interact with scientists both here in Sitka and also scientists from other parts of the country who are interested in getting a bit of data from here in Sitka.
And that's kind of where you come in, Ashley, because at the Sitka Sound Science Center, I guess part of the mission over there is to connect our educational community with the world of science.
Definitely.
Scientists.
Yeah, that's a huge goal at the Science Center. We want to encourage education, science education, but also connect those researchers that are interested in Sitka to the local community.
Okay, and how often are the Eco Explorers getting out and doing stuff?
Well, at this point, it is once a week on Thursdays at the first period lunch at Blatchley. And we'd love to expand that and get more opportunities and more days involved for the kids.
Okay, and so these are three of our Eco Explorers here. Ariadne Will is here. She's, I guess everyone's in sixth grade. Ariadne is a sixth grader. Laura Everson is in sixth grade. And Zofia Danielson, also a sixth grader. We'll just go boom, boom, boom. Laura, I'll start with you. What are some of the things you're doing with Eco Explorers?
We're monitoring the trees to see what stages they're at, to see if global warming is affecting us. Mm-hmm. And we're also doing a frost tube, which is it's where there's a tube that goes into the ground, and then you pick up this container of water that's like really long, and you can see how far down the earth has frozen.
Okay, and this is kind of a wintertime project, obviously. Okay. Ariadne, I'm going to ask you about some of the things you enjoy doing with Eco Explorers, but I wanted to get an idea from Marnie about the frost tube experiment. This is not just to satisfy sort of our curiosity here in Sitka. This is part of sort of a statewide project, right?
Yeah, we had a person, Kenji Yoshikawa, came down from the University of Alaska Fairbanks last year with the STREAM team folks and installed a couple of frost tubes around town. It monitors the degree to which the ground is frozen. So it's a wintertime project here in Sitka, but it's really to measure permafrost year-round and to see how changes are occurring and tie that in all over the state and how that ties in with plant growth, too.
Yeah, because so often people seem to be confused about what climate change means. They think if it's a cold day that this is telling them something about climate change. And really, climate change is being measured by this kind of incremental data over long periods of time, right?
Yeah, and Kenji's quite a character. The kids really enjoyed seeing his presentation.
Ariadne, did you meet Kenji?
No.
No, you didn't? Is Eco Explorers... is it fun?
Yes.
Yeah, what's fun about it?
It's just fun going out and doing things like that.
Better than staying inside, I bet.
Yes.
What is a Smithsonian plate?
It's a piece of... It's a square ceramic block. I don't really know. And... You tie it to a brick, and then you put it in the water for a few months, and then you pull it up and periodically and see what's growing on it.
And hopefully everything that grows on it is stuff that ought to be growing on it.
Yes.
Around here, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Is this something that is part of BioBlitz?
It's a spinoff from BioBlitz, like so many things have been here in Sitka with the marine invasives out there. So, you know, it's a way the Smithsonian placed multiple plates around town, the Smithsonian Institute did, and we took a subset of those plates and just agreed to keep them and keep an eye on them and take pictures of them and see how things grow, see how things progress.
Okay. Ariadne, have you noticed anything growing on the plates yet that shouldn't be there?
Yes.
What is it?
Remember the term? It's those bad invasive sea squirts, but not the really bad ones, just the semi-bad ones here in town.
Okay, the semi-bad ones.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
There's degrees of badness when it comes to sea squirts.
I knew we had DVEX out there, which is the really bad one.
Yeah.
But there's other invasives that are not quite as pernicious as that.
That's right. And, you know, you have to keep an eye on them because at any point an invasive can sort of escape its boundaries and become just as bad as another invasive. So, you know, watching it, the growth and seeing what they're doing can matter.
Right. Zofia, you did this kind of thing when you were back at Kikushihin, right? And were you in Ms. Himshut's class?
Yes.
And you were on the stream team?
Yes.
And did you sort of do this kind of project with her class as well?
We did. We monitored the stream for, like, its clarity and that sort of thing.
Right. And you did it at lunch?
Yes.
And did you find that it was a good way to spend your lunch hour?
It was kind of fun.
Kind of fun. Okay. Well, kind of fun is good enough, I think, for this kind of thing. Laura, you want to have other kids come in and do be eco-explorers with you, right?
Yeah.
What would you tell somebody, if there was another sixth grader listening, what would you tell him or her to try and get them to come and join you?
Eco-explorers is really fun because you get to monitor all the different things, and what you research and discover really matters for science, and it's a really fun way to spend your lunch.
Yeah, hear. And Marnie's been saying, Ariadne, that you've been working with real scientists. Does being an eco-explorer make you think about maybe being a scientist someday?
Yes. And it's interesting because you get to do things that you wouldn't normally do.
Yeah, that's kind of the cool thing about scientists is they get to do interesting stuff all the time. How about you, Zofia? Does being an eco-explorer make you think about being a scientist?
Yes, I want to be a marine biologist when I grow up.
Ooh, okay. And that is a job that you can do in Sitka.
Yes.
Yeah, because I imagine as you continue to work with eco-explorers and the Smithsonian plates, you'll find out that understanding the ocean is really important to living here in Sitka.
I bet. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It sounds like a great opportunity for these kids, but Ariadne, Laura, and Zofia are just... It's a relatively small group right now, and there's room to grow here, right, Ashley?
Mm-hmm, definitely. We have a few more kids than just the three that are here today, but we'd like to get as many kids involved as are interested. I mean, we don't have a ton of adult volunteers to help out yet, but we're trying to expand the group and eventually expand the adult volunteer basis, too, so that we can do multiple events and kind of get the kids doing different things.
Right. Laura mentioned doing some work with trees. The very first question she answered, is that literally just going outside Blatchley and looking at trees there, or do you arrange field trips, or how does that all work?
Well, It's based on the Project Bud Burst, which was started by Paul Alaback, and he's with the University of Montana. But he was here in town, too, and the kids who were in Stream Team last year got to meet him and talk with him and explored the trail with him. And it's monitoring lots of different plants in addition to the trees to see what stages they're in with different seasons and see how that timing changes in different places. So the more people doing that across the country and across the state, the better the database is that folks can look at. And so it's a really fun and a really useful thing to do, and anybody can get involved with it. He spoke at UAS last year, and I know a number of community members were interested in helping with that. And if you're still out there and you want to join the middle schoolers and form a team with them and continue to work on Project Budburst projects, we would love to get you connected with a few kids that want to do it.
Okay. I have one last question for the Eco Explorers. Is being an Eco Explorer, is it more fun than just hanging out in school, or does it feel like homework sometimes? I mean, Laura, do you look forward to going out and doing it?
Yeah, it's really cool to do the different things that you get to do, and what you research actually matters. And
yeah, it's meaningful work. How about you, Ariadne? Does it feel like homework being an eco explorer? Does it feel more like fun?
It doesn't really feel much like homework because it's kind of you get to decide if you want to do it or not.
Right. That's when you know you have a good job, when it doesn't feel like work. How about you, Sophia? Does it feel like you're doing schoolwork when you're an eco explorer?
No, not really.
What does it feel like?
It's kind of fun, just being outside instead of just hanging around.
Okay, yeah, it is fun. It's fun to be outside doing stuff, and in this case, you're actually kind of contributing to our understanding mm-hmm. of the world through the through the connection through the Science Center and the scientists in the real world. So speaking of connections, how do people connect with you, Ashley?
Well, they can get hold of me at the Science Center. The phone number is 747-8878. I work regular business hours typically, unless I'm out doing programs with the kids. So they can get a hold of me there or ask anyone at the Science Center about that. Also, they can contact Marnie if they'd like to get a hold of her, and all right. One of us will definitely get them information.
Marnie, what's your number?
My number is 747-7702.
Okay, and there people can also find out about this at the Sitka Sound Science Center website, Sitka Sound Science Center, that's all one word. org, and I'll put the link on the KCAW webpage along with this interview so people can track you down. I imagine spring is kind of the power season for eco explorers. We're kind of itching to get out, mm-hmm. and there's a lot going on in the natural mm-hmm. environment. It just makes it kind of it's a good time to be doing
we
this.
Did.
Kind
we
of
just work. Had a few community volunteers come forward wanting to work with the kids in the community garden as another outreach way for Eco Explorers to get kids out there at lunchtime. So, yeah, I think we're going to get a mm-hmm. lot of new activities.
Okay, yeah. Parents listening, you're on notice. Give Ashley a call, 747-8878, or Marnie at 747-7702. Ashley Bulwark is the logistics coordinator at the Sitka Sound Science Center. Marnie Chapman is a biology instructor at UAS. And Ariadne Will, Laura Everson, and Sophia Danielson are sixth graders at Blatchley. They are some of the eco explorers, and that's what we've been talking about this morning. Thanks for coming in, everybody.
Thank you.